Numbers chapter 4. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Take a census of the sons of Kohath from among the sons of Levi by their families and clans, from 30 to 50 years old, all who qualify to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the sons of Kohath in the tent of meeting relating to the most holy things. When the camp sets out to travel, Aaron and his sons shall go in and take down the screening curtain and cover the Ark of the Testimony with it. Then they must put over it a covering of fine goatskin leather, and over that spread a cloth of solid blue, and put its carrying poles into place. Over the table of bread of the presence they are to spread a blue cloth, and put on it the plates, incense dishes, bowls, and drink-offering pitchers, and the permanent bread of the presence is to remain on it. Then they are to spread over them a scarlet cloth, and cover the same with a covering of fine goatskin leather, and put its carrying poles into place. Then they are to take a blue cloth and cover the lampstand, that is for light, with its lamps, its snuffers, and its snuff dishes, and all its olive oil vessels with which it is supplied. Then they are to put it and all its utensils in a covering of fine goatskin leather, and put it on a carrying frame. Over the golden altar they are to spread a blue cloth, and cover it with fine goatskin leather, and put its carrying poles into place. Then they are to take all the utensils of the service with which they serve in the sanctuary and put them in a blue cloth and cover them with fine goatskin leather and put them on the carrying frame. They are to take away the ashes from the altar and spread a purple cloth on it. Then they are to put on it all the altar utensils with which they serve, the fire pans, meat hooks, shovels, and basins, all the utensils of the altar. Then they are to spread on it a covering of fine goatskin leather and put its carrying poles into place. When Aaron and his sons have finished covering the sanctuary and all the furniture of the sanctuary for the camp to set out traveling, after that the Kohathites are to come and to carry them. But they must not touch the holy things or they will die. These are the things from the tent of meeting the Kohathites are to carry. Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, will be responsible for the olive oil for the light and the fragrant incense, the daily grain offering and the anointing oil. He is in charge of the whole tabernacle and all that is in it, over the sanctuary and its furnishings. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, saying, Do not let the tribe of the clans of the Kohathites be cut off from among the Levites, but do this for them, that they may live and not die, when they approach the most holy things. Aaron and his sons must go in and assign to each one his duty and what he is to carry. But they must not go in to see the holy things even for a moment, or they will die. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Take a census of the sons of Gershon also, by their families and clans. Number those from 30 to 50 years old, everyone who qualifies to do the work in the tent of meeting. This is the service of the clans of the Gershonites in serving and in carrying burdens. They are to carry the curtains of the tabernacle and the tent of meeting with its covering, the covering of fine goatskin leather that is over it, the curtain at the entrance of the tent of meeting, the curtains of the courtyard, and the curtain at the entrance of the gate of the courtyard that is around the tabernacle and the altar, and their ropes, along with all the equipment for their service and whatever is done with them. They are responsible for these things. All the service of the Gershonites in all they have to carry and do are under the direction of Aaron and his sons. You are to appoint them the responsibility for all they are to carry. This is the service of the clans of the Gershonites concerning the tent of meeting. Their responsibilities are under the oversight of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. As for the sons of Merari, you are to number them by their families and clans. Number those from 30 to 50 years old, everyone who qualifies to do the work of the Tent of Meeting. This is what they are responsible to carry according to all their service in the Tent of Meeting: the framing boards of the tabernacle, its crossbars, its posts, and its base sockets, and the posts around the courtyard, and its base sockets, pegs, and ropes, with all its equipment and everything related to its use. You are to assign the objects each person is to carry by name. This is the service of the clans of the Merarites according to their service relating to the Tent of Meeting, under the hand of Ithamar, the son of Aaron, the priest. Then Moses and Aaron and the leaders of the congregation numbered the sons of the Kohathites by their families and clans. From 30 to 50 years old, everyone who is qualified for service for work in the Tent of Meeting. Those who were numbered by their families were 2,750. These were those from the clans of the Kohathites, everyone who served in the Tent of Meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord through Moses. Those who were numbered from the Gershonites by their families and clans, from 30 to 50 years old, everyone who came to serve at the Tent of Meeting, those who were numbered by their families and clans were 2,630. These are those who were numbered from the families of the Gershonites, everyone who served in the Tent of Meeting, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord. Those who were numbered from the clans of the Merarites, by their families and clans, from 30 to 50 years old, everyone who came to serve at the Tent of Meeting, those who were numbered by their families were 3,200. These are those who were numbered of the clans of the sons of Merari, whom Moses and Aaron numbered according to the commandment of the Lord through Moses. All those that were numbered of the Levites, whom Moses and Aaron and the leaders of Israel numbered by their families and clans, from 30 to 50 years old, everyone who came to serve and to do the work of carrying things related to the Tent of Meeting. Those who were numbered were 8,580. According to the commandment of the Lord through Moses, they were numbered. Each one was assigned his service and what to carry. So they were numbered by him, just as the Lord commanded Moses.